came along to the collaborative workshop just a few weeks ago.
Good.
I mean, how did you find that? Was it a useful day for you?
Definitely informative. Obviously, a lot of the stuff I've never actually seen before, apart from Skype.
Right.
So I learned a lot during the day, which is good.
Yeah. What kind of things did you find useful?
Okay, the main thing I learned was about the Padlet. That's what I focused on myself. Because as soon as I saw it, I saw the potential for it as like an interactive or message board, effectively, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So you can put resources onto it and then obviously share that with learners.
Okay.
And other team members as well.
And, you know, we were just saying before the interview, you've had a go at using it now, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, actually what I did is I created one myself a couple of days afterwards, actually. I sent a link to a learner who I know had an issue with proportional division. Obviously,
right.
I'm trying to find the best way to prepare her for that. So I sent a link to her, arranged a Skype call, and then called her. And then what I did is I did a micro-teach with her looking at the Padlet, or both of us looking at the Padlet,
yeah.
And then through Skype. So what you've got there is the free Skype service, saving money,
yeah.
And looking at Padlet and sort of working together.
Brilliant. So that's actually using, and so you use that as a way to give some one-to-one support.
Yeah, I think it's important to try and do that, really, isn't it? You're, because obviously I want to try and give time to the learner, but she lives, it's like it takes about an hour to get there.
Right.
It's like 25
yeah.
miles away, but it, so that was good, so breaking down those barriers as well.
Yeah, great. So it's really good you picked something up there from the workshop. And actually being with the other members of the project, was that useful as well?
Yeah, sharing ideas. I mean, seeing, meeting other people, because obviously sometimes you forget the colleges deliver courses like this as well, don't you? So seeing the way they do it as well, and sharing ideas with them, that was quite interesting. So I opened my mind up a bit more, because obviously there's unique challenges that affect Keats, isn't
yeah.
there? Obviously, because we're a work-based training provider, and colleges who teach mainly in the classroom, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. And you mentioned Padlet as one of the key resources. We spent a fair bit of time on that during the morning. Was there anything else? I think we had a look at screencasting as well, didn't
yeah,
we?
Definitely screencasting. In the past, I've used another application, software, to actually record myself. I wanted to make some ICT resources. So what I did is I had Excel open.
Yeah.
And I talked through how to do things like the Excel, you know, show formulas in Excel, how to create bar charts.
Yeah.
So seeing that again was good, because it kind of opened my mind a bit more to what you could actually use it for.
Yeah.
Examples, you could even use it to give feedback to a learner.
Yeah.
Possibly, so they could send you like an assignment, a piece of written work, and you could say, okay, that was good work, but can you just put a couple of full stops here, and even highlight actually doing it on the screen.
Yeah.
And so I think feedback like that is a bit more personal, isn't it? Instead of just saying in an email, oh, can you change X, Y, and Z, you're actually giving something that actually learner can listen back to it.